Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing. If you are an independent jeweler, you have likely lived through a very specific, very frustrating story. You hire a generic marketing agency that talks a big game. They run some ads, they send out a few emails, and at the end of 6 months, you find yourself with a much lighter wallet and almost nothing to show for it. Choosing the right jewelry marketing agency is one of the highest leverage decisions you can make as a store owner. Get it right, and you have a partner who understands your margins, your clientele, and the seasonal rhythms that drive your business. Get it wrong, and you burn through your hard-earned budget while a generalist learns the jewelry industry on your dime. The reality is that jewelry retail is fundamentally different from every other vertical. It is a high consideration, high emotion purchase. Someone shopping for an engagement ring isn't behaving like they are buying shoes or ordering groceries. The sales cycle is longer, the stakes are higher, and trust is the single most important variable. Generalist agencies often miss the category-specific dynamics that we live and breathe every day. For instance, your average transaction values are highly variable. A bridal sale might be $8,000, while a fashion piece is $150. A great agency knows how to optimize for both. Then there is the seasonality. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and the holidays can account for 60% of your annual revenue. If an agency is just running always-on campaigns without understanding these windows, they are costing you money during the moments that matter most. When you are looking for a partner to help grow your store, there are five things you need to look for. First, proven experience with independent jewelers. Not general retail, not luxury brands, and not national franchises. Independent jewelers compete on intimacy and expertise. An agency that scales a direct-to-consumer shoe brand has no idea how to drive foot traffic to your local showroom. Ask them how many independent stores they've worked with and ask for specific challenges they've solved regarding bridal or repair revenue. Second, you need full-service capability with real integration. You don't have the time to play middleman between a social media person, an SEO vendor, and a web developer. When one team owns the whole picture, your Google Ads keywords inform your content calendar, and your email open rates inform your ad creative. Third, look for a clear framework, not just tactics. Tactics look like boosting a post or adding keywords. They are reactive. A strategic framework focuses on the only three ways to grow a retail business: increasing the number of customers, increasing the transaction value, and increasing the frequency of visits. If an agency can't explain their framework for growth, they are just selling you tasks. Fourth, demand transparent reporting and attribution. I hear from jewelers all the time who get reports full of impressions and reach but have no idea if any of it drove a sale. A partner worth hiring will report on metrics that connect to revenue like calls, form submissions, and showroom visits. Finally, look for a cultural fit. This agency will know your margins and your customer list. They should feel like a genuine partner who is curious about your business, not someone treating you like account number 47. Be on the lookout for red flags like guaranteed rankings or 12-month lock-in contracts with no out clauses. Reputable agencies earn your business month after month. Don't settle for a templated strategy that plugs you into a generic retail package. Your store, your market, and your reputation are unique. If you're ready to stop guessing and start growing with a partner who actually knows the jewelry industry, I'd love to help. Visit deepearthmkt.com to see what we can do for your store. We can even put together a custom marketing roadmap and ad preview for you so you can see the strategy before you commit. Again, that's deepearthmkt.com. I'm Tim Holland, and I'll see you in the next episode.